This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and I'm speaking today with Dennis Gillian. Dennis heads up West Michigan Sweepers, located in Cedar Springs, Michigan, and West Michigan Sweepers is the WorldSweeper.com Contractor of the Month for July 2010. So congratulations on that, Dennis.
Thank you so much, Ranger. Really appreciate the recognition.
Well, you know, in our conversation prior to recording this interview, one of the things we talked about is that you're not the biggest contractor on the planet. As I assured you, what I like to do is feature contractors of all different sizes, all of whom are successful, which is a category that you are in. Talk a little bit, if you would, about how your business got started and maybe why you got into this crazy sweeping business in the first place.
Yeah, you're right. It can be crazy at times. This is our fifth season. We're not that old, and like you just said, we're not that big. We started back five seasons ago. I say seasons because we're in Michigan. I kind of go by snowfall to spring, and so we get a few months off there depending on the weather. I had a neighbor. He bought a tenant sweeper online for reasons of him and his son fixing up and having a little side job, doing some inside work. The son got a promotion, said, "Dad, I can't do this part-time thing with you because I don't have time." Well, the dad was already 60 years old, and he couldn't handle it by himself, and he knew I'd looked at the machine. I talked to him. I'd never heard of sweeping before. Didn't know what it was about, you know, never even seen a parking lot sweeper or even a warehouse sweeper. So knew I was intrigued and offered me the equipment. And that was a sweeper. Actually, it was a Minuteman sweeper. It was a trailer and it was a pickup truck. And me and my wife got together, and being Christians and believe in prayer, we got together and prayed over it. We came to the conclusion that the Lord said, you know what, he opened up this door for us, and so let's step through it, because I could see that we needed something. We were kind of struggling. I was the only breadwinner in the family. And not to say my wife doesn't work, because she does a whole lot of volunteer work outside the business. So anyway, we got into it there. That was late fall of, that would have been 05. Did a few jobs with it, and then really got more info through that winter. Asked people, called people. In fact, one of my main mentors is, and I'm pretty sure you've had him as a contractor, is Ray Confer from CJ Sweeping out of Warren, Michigan. I bought my first short sweeper from him, a 347. And Ray is nothing but just been the greatest, a wealth of information. The man's been in the business for many years. In fact, he's been one of the founders, I guess,
NAPSA, North American Power Sweepers Association. Ray is a wonderful guy that is also not only successful and has successful methods of operation, but is just a all-around great guy who is, as you say, willing to help somebody else on the fringe of his market area have best practices. So how good is that?
Exactly. Did nothing but help us out, gave us a nice sweeper to start with. Needless to say, I got rid of the little Minuteman. Come to find out, I didn't know even what I was getting into. We did some parking lots with it and took probably 10 times as long as it should have. But it did a really nice job. It cleaned up like you wouldn't believe. But it just, you know, you're riding around in this little thing and you're making little 3.5-foot swaths through a parking lot. It just didn't get it. So
right.
I could see that we were pretty ignorant. Anyway, we were more prepared. We had a sweeper, one sweeper, and it was me and my wife, and we got with it. And I got to say that one of the biggest things that we did that was successful for our company was that winter, like I said, when I was getting info, I was asking every small businessman that I knew that looked like the word was successful, and there was a guy from our church, and he's a painter, and he's a power washer, and he's probably got five crews out. And he's a young guy, and I said, "What should I do to start?" And he said, "Dennis," he says, "one of the easiest things to do is just get a Yellow Pages ad." He says, "They're not that cheap, but they're very effective." He says, "I know that it's kind of hurting because you don't have income coming in, but do it." So we jumped into it. We got us a nice little ad, one of the best ads they had for the power sweeping and maintenance in our area. Wouldn't you know it, that spring I got a call from the manager, one of the managers at Lowe's Home Improvement Stores, and met with him, brought him a quote. Didn't know it, even know what I was hardly doing with the quote, but I think I must have done right, because we ended up getting the job, In fact, he told me that day, and this is a good tip for anybody starting out with his businesses, he said, Dennis, I've got three quotes, and you're the only one that showed up, shook my hand, and talked to me. Everybody else either faxed it or emailed it. And so that's a, I guess that's a, I always took that to heart, and that's what I try to do with all my customers is actually meet and greet. And I think that goes a long way with the business. Anyway, that was our big break. We got all the Lowe's home improvement stores here in town, which was four of them. And then just went from there. We ended up getting one of the malls 7 nights a week. We ended up getting some of the Walmarts. And needless to say, I was working 7 nights a week. Anywhere from a short night would be 4 hours up to 8 to 9 to 10 hours a night. And I'm a maintenance man at a Catholic school here in our town of not Cedar Springs, but our next closest town is Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I'm still doing it today. I actually work kind of part-time as a maintenance man, and then I do this at night. So I'm a pretty busy guy, but I'm not afraid to work, and I think that goes a long way with it. If you're afraid to work and get your hands dirty, which you'll do that every night in this business, then just stay out of it. But
yeah, it is not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it's certainly a good business model to get into sweeping. But for many years, I've always counseled people looking into it that, you know, it's going to be a lot of work, really night and day and potentially 7 days a week. When you first get into it, you're building something for the future and for yourself.
Yeah, and that's what we say every day, and that's what we're praying every day. In fact, he had we called him a part-timer, but he was putting in anywhere from 30 to 35 hours last year with us, I should say. And he ended up needing more of benefits, health insurance, that we really weren't able to offer, so we lost him. We just got a nice part-time guy. And so really, to tell you the truth, I've been, since 1st of March, I've been going probably 75 hours a week with both trying to keep it going. And, you know, after a while, you just need a break just to be able to at least work on your, you know, they say for every 10 hours you're on the road, you need at least put an hour in on maintenance on your truck. And so you got to fit that in, and you got to do your sales. And so you got to try to find the time in this. I found another thing with the sweeping industry that I was so picky at the start that I was taking, you know, I'd quote a job, and I'd sit there and pick it to pieces and be on it for twice as long as I should. We came to find out that when you quote it, that's what your parameters are. Stick with the flags, I call them, the big things that are going to stand out. All the entrances, make sure your entrances are always clean. Cigarette butts and paper and trash and gum wrappers. But the field, I call it, the big parking lot area, you know, make sure all the flags are picked up. But you're not going to get everything. And as long as a manager can pull in at 5 o'clock in the morning and look over his black parking lot, and not see anything, that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally found that out, that I'm not going to be perfect. Get in there, stick around to put your time in what you quoted, and then get out and move on. And to tell you the truth, we've had one complaint in 5 years, and really that wasn't our fault. So I got to say we're doing something right, and it feels good to know that we're satisfying our customers.
Well, that's a very good counsel, I think, for people to realize. And one of the things that I think contractors, when they first start out, don't get is that you make a bid and you do, that is your parameter then. And sometimes they don't bid high enough and they need to work on that part because you have to stay solvent too. And it's in everybody's interest, your customer's interest as well as yours, to have you be able to have the money to get new equipment and keep your equipment up to date and in good repair and hire, you know, people that care and have a conscience about their work ethic. So,
yeah.
What have you done now with machinery? You still use the Schwartz 347? Is that your basic sweeper model, or what is it that you operate?
I told you, we start off pretty small, but kind of pretty ignorant of what we were doing. Our next one up was actually a Masco, the Connell 1600. That was probably another move that I shouldn't have made. And that's one of those sweepers they use. They're really popular out in California. In fact, I think they make them in Sacramento and around that area. And that's for more of a light sweeping trash. And, of course, being up in Michigan, especially these last few years, salt was so expensive. They've been going 50-50 on the salt and the sand and the gravel mix. We do all the public schools around here in the spring, and it seems like especially the public schools being a government, they don't really care about the pennies sometimes, and they just let it fly. And so, boy, you'll get in there and you'll play heck if you don't have the right equipment. We found that out with that mask, so it just wasn't doing it. We worked our panties off to try to make it work that year. We actually lost. So we got rid of that. We got the 347, worked that really good for 3 years. In fact, the next year we bought a 348. When I say bought, we always bought used. We bought from C&J Sweeping. He would tweak all of our equipment and make sure it was up and running good. And just this year, I gotta brag a little bit. We got to the point where we look like we're able to handle the payments on a brand new Victory Sweeper, the Liberty DX, made by Victory Tech. Mark Schwartz. I've been in contact with him and got to kind of know Mark a little bit here. And what a great company! The same beliefs we do in hard work and faith. He's taken all the ideas from the old company and he's put them on this new machine. And my gosh, what a difference! Not saying that Schwartz isn't a good piece of equipment, but this Victory is just—it's like night and day when I've been using it. I'm going over parts that I've been sweeping for a month, and I'm hearing sand and gravel sucking up into this thing that I never knew was there, to tell you the truth. And that's at quarter throttle, so that's kind of a bump for Victory sweepers. Pretty much, we're just parking lot sweepers right now. We haven't branched out into the car washing, seal coating, and striping. I do have people that I need that I sub out. We are looking possibly into snow plowing.
Well, Dennis, with the expansion into snow plowing, that changes things for your winter activities, but it doesn't really for your summer part. One of the things that we discussed off recording that I think we should talk about is the value of being small. I know that I've talked to some of the larger contractors who are really in a world of hurt right now because they have a lot of machines on lease and a huge payment stream and so forth. And it's I'm not seeing the same thing with the smaller contractors. What's your philosophy in that?
That's a good point, Ranger. Speaking of these big guys, like I said, I'm probably going to be the smallest contractor you've ever interview, because like I say, right now it's me, it's my wife, and it's a part-timer, and it's we had three trucks, now we're down to two with the new one. I've heard other guys talk. In fact, I'll mention another guy that's really been a great mentor for me is a guy named Tim Toller down at Clean Sweep in Indianapolis, and Tim even gave me advice. He said, you know what, Dennis, don't try to grow it too fast. Stay within your customer base. Because once you get a customer, you need to keep that customer satisfied because it is so hard to get them back. And he says he's learned the hard way, you know, just growing. He said, I remember him saying that, he's made more money at a smaller scale than he has at times being larger. So I think that's so important that if you can keep your, I guess right now we're watching our expenses because it's really hard to control what customers want to pay. It's such a competitive business right now, and you know the economics in Michigan right now. There's so many people that are hurting, so it's kind of a cutthroat, and different people are getting into the business. So we are trying to stay small. We jumped into the new truck because we are all into this. We threw all the cards in saying, this is what we want to do. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life, you know, and build this company up to either be viable to sell for my retirement, or just run it and have some competent people to do it for us. But always try to keep it where you buy one truck, you run it 7 nights a week, you run it 6 to 8 to 10 hours a night, and then all of a sudden you're overloading that truck. Well, you get another truck, and you do that, and you load your third truck. That's kind of the way we're looking at it. Not to say you should not have a backup truck. I should always say you need to have a backup. We found that out. So two trucks is almost a prerequisite, unless you want to get out there with a broom, a shovel, and a...
Because that is what you'll have to do to keep your customers happy.
Yeah, and we've actually done that. We've actually spent a whole week without two trucks. I dropped two trucks in May. I'll give you that little story. Just this last May, the reason we bought the new truck was I dropped the transmission in my number one truck, and then the very next day, number two truck, I was... finishing up a run, coming home, and I lost my rear end. So in 2 days, I lost both my trucks. I hired a couple of guys. We went out every night, spent probably an extra 3 hours a night with my pickup truck, with shovels and brooms. But I got to say, we worked that whole week. I never heard a peep from any of my property managers or my customers. And so you do what you have to do. But I tell you what, I wouldn't want to do that for a month.
Right. Yeah. But from your customer's perspective, I mean, who could ask for anything more to have a contractor that is so committed to making sure the customer's lots stay clean no matter what, that they're out there with a broom and a shovel?
And yeah, and, you know, you hear, you know, I've heard that from my whole life, is do what you say you're going to do. And I've heard, I got to say, I listen to your contractors a month. I really look forward to hearing different perspectives and new information, and so I'm a faithful listener to this contract for the month. And I hear so many guys, you know, more than half your guys always say that just do what you say you're going to do. And so that's what there's no excuses. The customer doesn't want to hear that you broke two trucks. They just want to hear that you did a nice job. I tell you what, the more inconspicuous you are, probably the better you are. It's almost like an umpire in a baseball game. If you never notice the umpire, you're probably doing a pretty good job. So that's where we want to be with our company. We give all of it to the Lord. We want to be inconspicuous, but yet know that we take pride in our work, and that when people pull into that parking lot, they never have to say, boy, you know, it looks bad. They really don't even notice it. They just assume that it's always looking good.
Well, I can't think of a better place to leave our interview, Dennis. You put part out to the Lord, and the rest is commitment from you, and I think that's a very strong way to end the interview. And so let me just say, we've been speaking with Dennis Gillian, and Dennis heads up West Michigan Sweeper. You are the July 2010 Contractor of the Month, and you're very deserving. People don't need to be around for 10, 20 years to have the right work ethic. When you have the right work ethic, there's no doubt that you'll be around for the 10 or 20 years. So congratulations on that. I appreciate your story.
Well, thanks very much, Ranger. Really, really appreciate you giving us the contractor. Thank you.